Many of us are intrigued by huge dinosaur fossils like T-Rex that are unearthed and displayed in museums. There's just something about seeing some of those ancient creatures that is totally fascinating. Today I'll take you to a place where that search is part of everyday life, and you can be a part of it as well. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the area around Bowman, North Dakota, you'll find several landscapes known as formations, where some interesting creatures of old are being unearthed.
One of the big ones is the Hell Creek Formation, and it's where you find big dinosaurs like Triceratops and Hadrosaurus, which is a big duck-billed dinosaur, and T-Rex.
Dara Stephen, the paleontology curator at the Pioneer Trails Regional Museum in Bowman, North Dakota, says the Chadron Formation is nearby as well, which produces a different variety of fossils.
And that's where you get like rhinos and horses and camels and a lot of things that you wouldn't think you'd find in North Dakota.
This museum was founded in part to highlight some of the fossils that are actively being uncovered here. One is a real highlight of this museum.
We have a big Triceratops that was found in Harding County, South Dakota, so just right over the border from where we're at, and it was found in 1992. His name is Gundy, named after the people who found it, the Gundersons. It's about 30 to 50% complete when they found it.
There are many active dig sites in the area, so there are plenty of places that museum patrons can explore. In fact, that is part of the draw to come here.
We take people out to active dig sites so that they can see a little bit about what a paleontologist does. And so half the day is spent out in the field, and then half the day is spent back here in our fossil prep lab. So you get a little bit of experience on both sides of things, and you could do fossil collecting. Everything does stay here at the museum, but you are contributing to our scientific research that we do here at the museum.
No doubt this area of the country will continue to produce more fossil finds, and this museum is a great place to learn and explore the history of the area. Traveling the countryside in Bowman, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.